Women of Vision show. It is Tuesday night, and we are so glad that you're joining us here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And I am Haley Clandenning, and of course, I'm always here with my partner in crime, Maurice Brown.
Hello, everybody. Yes. Happy Tuesday.
And, of course, our other fearless gal that's part of our little trio, Sarah. How you doing, Sarah?
The resident unicorn is good.
Yay. You look extra unicorny today. I wish people could see you. You just look very bright and pretty. So too bad you guys don't get to see us because she looks super cute. Go ahead, Maurice.
No, it's on YouTube after this, so she's going to get to see her.
I forget. You guys can always watch the live videos on YouTube. So, but yeah, welcome to the Women of Vision show, our Tuesday night little segment. And we are all about women empowering women and creating a culture of collaboration versus competition. So if you guys are tuning in for the first time, thank you for joining us. And thank you to all the listeners out there who are continuing to tune in. We are sitting down tonight with the lovely Maria Jonte.
Yay, you got it right, Jonte.
Sometimes I overthink it. I think myself right after it. And you are a pretty amazing woman. She is a realtor, team leader, PR marketing person for the Jonte team. And so, yeah, we're glad to have you here on the show, my dear.
Well, thanks for inviting me, you guys. I'm excited. I know I was with the Women of Vision, what, was it a week ago, Maurice?
Yes. Almost 2 weeks, right?
Time flies. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. So we had a nice, lovely Zoom call. So thanks for inviting me back this time on the radio.
Yes. So I'm kind of curious because I didn't get a chance to tune in. That was one of our vision development meetings, correct?
That's right.
And what exactly, what was your topic that you spoke about?
We were talking about ending the year strong. Like, I know it's just April, but we're all worried about what's going to happen the rest of the year. And for those of us entrepreneurs who own businesses, we're like, okay, what does this look like for the rest of the year? How is this going to impact my business? So my goal with that Zoom call was mainly to give tips and advice and encouragement to the ladies about staying the course and things that they should be doing to stay focused so we can finish the year strong.
Absolutely. I bet
it
that
is so good, you guys.
Have those calls, have we been like recording those as well, or is that content that we can find later on?
Oh, thanks for asking that. No, I did not record it just because I'm so new to Zoom. But after that, I'm like, oh my gosh, we should have recorded it. Me and the ladies took notes, lots of notes. That's why when we had a cancellation today, I'm like, I want Maria on. I only to hear what she has to say.
Perfect. Well, that's definitely something to think about in the future. Maybe we can have a little archive of the vision development meetings too. So speaking of Maria, the current situation that we're all living through, how are you and your family holding up through the situation?
You know, we're doing okay. I think to say that everything's peachy, I'd be lying because life is not peachy right now. I don't think anybody that you ask out there, at least on my end, people are just saying, you know, these are weird times. It feels weird when you think about where we were, you know, a month ago, 2 months ago, and the fact that you could just get in your car and go see your friend. You could just go to the grocery store and not worry about any of this. So I think back to that and I'm like, wow, you know, things have changed so drastically that even just the thought of getting out and going to visit a friend or having coffee with someone at a coffee shop, it's just not, it feels weird that we can't just do that. So overall, we're doing good. I mean, we're healthy. We've got on the table, you know, we've got shelter. So overall, obviously, we're doing good. But the biggest thing, I think, to your question, is the adjustment that we're having to make with this whole pandemic. Yeah. And I think that's true for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. It is definitely weird times. Speaking of just not being able to go see a friend, you know, my dad's down visiting and he's like, let's go get breakfast tomorrow morning. And I'm like, I love you, but we can't really go get breakfast. We can literally go get it, pick it up and take it somewhere else have, but you can't even just have a simple breakfast date. So we're going to sit outside from, you know, our social distance and have coffee somewhere tomorrow morning.
And that's what I'm saying is like these simple things that we're used to doing. I mean, our life's been turned upside down. So, you know, overall we're doing good. Kids are doing great. I have three children and, you know, they're home. So adjusting to the homeschooling, that's why that first word came to mind because how do you adjust from that routine? And I don't know about you guys or your audience here, but we thrive on routine, you know, getting up in the morning, going to school, packing lunches, doing homework, having your daily, weekly routines. That's gone out the window. Now you're having to, you know, adjust to the circumstances. So that's been the biggest challenge for me as a mom, you know, team leader as well, and just having to deal with the day-to-day activities, the piles of laundry, the cooking three times a day. Oh, my God. Keeping that full. No, it's been an adjustment.
Yeah, absolutely, to say the least. I definitely will dive a little bit more into how, you know, business is working out for you a little bit later into the show. But are your children, what age group are they, just out of curiosity? Are they in high school, younger? I mean, how's that affecting
the situation? Not yet. We started having children later in the... By the way, Haley, did I see a post? Did I see a post?
Oh, my God.
Yes,
you're
expecting, did.
Aren't you?
I
congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I barely glanced at it this morning. Is that Haley? And I had to take a second look on that. So congratulations.
Thank you. I'm starting a little late, too, girl. So don't even worry about that.
So we have an eighth grader, a seventh grader, and a fourth grader. So there are two middle schoolers and elementary. So it's a busy home.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's what an adjustment of schoolwork for you to be helping.
Yeah, it is. Because, you know, I used to homeschool when they were babies, when I only had two. And they were, let's see, my youngest or my middle one was 5 years old. So she was barely in pre-K, maybe kindergarten. And first grade, piece of cake. I mean, they did everything you asked them to do. It was fun. And that lasted about 3 years. And then we're like, okay, they got to go to school. So as our business got busier, they went to school. We put them in a Christian school. And that's been the case ever since. So we've been riding this, you know, this wave of thriving business, kids in school, and just an awesome routine to here we are at home, homeschooling. I don't remember teaching some of this stuff or even learning it in school. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, it's like I can get you the answers because I have a 9-year-old stepson. It's like, but me teaching you how to actually get there, that's a whole different story. So thank goodness for the Zoom calls and being able to catch up with the teachers occasionally to ask your own questions.
Oh, yeah.
First couple of weeks of it were definitely a transition. We'll use that
word. I agree. Yep. First 2 weeks were horrible. I mean, tears and... I just kept thinking, I need patience. I'm going to pull my hair. I'm going to just die.
That's the truth. Patience and gratitude for the little things in life that we don't normally think about, like sending our children off to school where they're taught by someone else. So give the teachers a raise, people.
Amen to that.
Yes. So
huge. I'm so glad to appreciate the teachers and what they do and what they put up with.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine a classroom of them? I mean, we're only dealing with one or two or three. So a whole classroom would be a whole different story. But definitely from our first commercial break, want to dive in a little bit more to get to know you and how you've created this wonderful team that you have going on here in town. So as soon as we come back from the commercial break, we'll definitely get into that. But we definitely want to thank a few of our sponsors that are making this show possible. It's really a great gift for us to be able to come on and share with you guys every Tuesday night. So we appreciate you, ladies.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Allie, with Bohem Spa, Salon and Spa at 961 Dana Drive. Max Malari with World Financial Group, Life and Health Insurance Agent. Sarah Marie Spectrum, Unleash Your Dreams, Own Your Imagination. SarahMarieSpectrum.com. And to Relieves Trading, 100% USDA certified organic hemp grown at Whole Circles Farm.
Yes. And Sarah, I believe I heard you're doing free pictures for seniors, right? For senior portraits.
Yeah, so if you're a senior who is not able to do graduation, I'm doing like a few free headshots for you for your senior stuff, your cap and gown. So
make sure to reach out to her, guys. And we will be back here shortly after our first commercial break here at KCNR. This is the Women of Vision Show. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
Back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. And we are sitting down tonight with the lovely Maria Jante of the Jante team. And we were just kind of talking a little bit about all, you know, the current situation. But we haven't had a chance to interview you yet, my dear, for the show. So we do want to get a little bit of background, a little bit of, you know, your history and who you are before we dive into what you're currently doing. So tell us a little bit about where exactly you grew up and kind of, you know, your path from there. I'm jealous. I see that you went to San Diego State University, and I love San Diego. So
I do too, Haley. There was not to love about that beautiful city. You know, they do call it the finest city in America. So, and I believe that. It is beautiful. Beautiful. So, well, I grew up in Washington State. I probably spent, let's see, my first 25 years in Washington State. At age of 25, I was given the opportunity to go to San Diego and work for the hotel that I was working for at the time. So I started my career with the hospitality industry with the Hilton Hotels back in 1993. And that was the same day I started working for the hotels, is the same day I started college. They were right across each other. So the college was here and the hotel was right across the street. So it made sense for me to go apply at this hotel thinking it's convenient. I'm going to go see if they have any job openings. So I applied to the director, or not the director, the assistant to the director. So it was an assistant job. And she says, well, what do you know about HR? And I said, well, what is HR? I'm 18. I'm like clueless. And so she tells me what human resources is and explains. I'm like, oh, I can do that. She goes, and you're bilingual. I said, I speak fluent Spanish. She goes, you're hired. So hired me on the spot.
Hey.
And that took my career off. So this was in 1993. And then I began moving around Washington State where I grew up. So I worked in Spokane. I worked in Yakima, Washington, all over the Tri-Cities, which is Pasco, Kennewick, Richland, the eastern part of the mountains. And I was given an opportunity to work in Del Mar in 1999. So this would have been my first, you know, job outside of the state. And I jumped at that opportunity, even though I have to admit I was afraid of earthquakes. And I remember telling my boss at the time, don't send me anywhere there's earthquakes. I cannot stand earthquakes. I'm afraid of earthquakes. But when that opportunity came up, he's like, you've got to go. You've got to go. You're young. You're single. This is your time to shine. And I'll never forget that conversation. So I took it. I ran with it. I was on the plane the next day, went and interviewed. They hired me right away. This was in 1999. And I started my career in San Diego in the hospitality industry. Together, I was 10 years. So 5 years in Washington State and 5 years in San Diego. So I lived in San Diego for 5 years. I worked for the Hilton Hotels there, and I was doing both. I was the director of human resources, and at night I was going to school. So I finished my degree with San Diego State University, and then from there, that's where I met my husband. That's why how I ended up in Redding, because I met somebody from Redding in San Diego.
Oh, my gosh, girl, you were a busy woman then. Have you always been like that growing up, just kind of able to take on a lot? Because that's a lot to have a job like that that has much.
That's a great question, Haley. I think it's got to do with being one of seven kids, second oldest. So I'm the oldest of five girls and the second oldest of seven. So, I mean, you know,
Yeah, you can handle business.
Yeah. So, you know, helping my parents with the kids at home, helping with homework, helping with cooking, everything. So I've always had, and even my parents, they've always instilled in me that desire for, you know, to better yourself, to do something with your life. Like my parents always said, you know, we didn't get a career in life. We're just workers wherever they could work at super food stores, at restaurants, you name it. And so for them, it was important that we got an education and that we went on to do something better with our lives. My parents were the kind that worked in the fields. In fact, I remember helping them as well. So we knew what hard work was like, and we knew that we didn't want to do that the rest of our lives. So they instilled in us a passion and a desire to do something better. So it's always been in me. And as a single person going to San Diego, I wasn't afraid, although I was very lonely because my whole family's in Washington State and I was literally by myself. I did not know a single person when I arrived there at 25. So it was a huge transition in my life, but I look back and it was one of the best decisions I have made to take that risk and that chance and take that opportunity that the Hilton Hotels gave me. Best decision ever. Because from there, of course, I met my husband. And then that's how I ended up here in Redding. So, yeah, I kind of always been driven that way.
Yeah, that's amazing. So I'm just kind of curious with your experience of what you did. I mean, at such a high level at Hilton Hotels, too. I mean, what would you say your biggest takeaway or learning experience from that situation that you have learned overall taking forward in your career?
Repeat that question, Haley. You kind of tuned out a little bit.
Gotcha. Just working with being in human resources in an executive position with Hilton Hotels, I'm just kind of curious what your biggest takeaway, you know, or your biggest learning lesson, I guess, that you've taken with you from that experience forward in your career now.
You know, I think in human resources, you play a lot of roles. You're the cheerleader for a company. You're the hiring, the trainer. You kind of do quality check. You make sure you keep your staff motivated. So I probably got into with my EQ, my emotional intelligence, a lot more having that, being in that role and just getting to know people. So that having that emotional intelligence and strengthening that, I'm not talking about the IQ. Yes, I have IQ, but it's that emotional intelligence that I think has served me well. And it was strengthened during the time that I spent in human resources, because you deal with people every single day from executive level to line level. I mean, from the dishwasher to the housekeeper to the front desk agent to the general manager. And so you really, I probably would say that that was kind of a EQ university for me, learning how to deal with people's emotions, learning how to navigate that and how to counsel them, how to provide support, how to provide encouragement. So my biggest takeaway was just that, being able to connect emotionally with people and having that strength and ability to do it, which today I apply in real estate.
That's huge learning, I think, getting to know people, and especially in different levels. From executive down to, like you said, your dishwasher, senior and staff, you know. But yeah, how did you transition anyway from human resources to real estate? I'm just curious.
Yeah, love that question. I love that question because if you would have asked me then when I was single that I would meet someone from Reading, fall in love with him, quit my job, move to Reading, and open up a business in real estate, I would have been shocked, because it wasn't in my radar to move from San Diego. It was in my radar to find a wonderful Christian man. I was like looking for him every day. God knows I was. So it was, that was in my radar, but I was not looking to leave San Diego. So when this guy showed up in my life, he is from San Diego or from Reading, and we just started talking. So after getting married and spending some time there and enjoying life there, we were like, you know, we're so married to our corporate jobs. We need out of here. So we took the leap of faith. And every time I would come to Reading to visit his family and just vacation, I fell more and more in love with this area. I just did. And I remember the day when I said, honey, I wouldn't be opposed to moving to Reading. And he about just like died. Like his jaw just dropped. He's like, you would? I'm like, absolutely. So we did. We just kind of marinated that idea. And the harder our corporate jobs got, and I wouldn't say harder, but the more stressful life got and work, the more we desire to have something else, something more tranquil, something more, you know, live in a place like this where it's more nature and quiet, you know, peace of mind, where we could just start over and build something ourselves. So, Maurice, to answer your question, that's kind of how we got here. So we took a leap of faith, not knowing at all what we were going to do in life. We just knew we were young, mid-20s. We had our degrees. We could start over whenever we wanted. We had our experience and our degrees to fall back on. But when we got here, we had a friend who said to us, have you guys thought about doing real estate? Because we traveled. We took the time to travel. We went to New York. I took him to Mexico to meet my grandma. We went to Alaska. And then we're like, we better find a job. We better find something to do. We're going to run out of money. So a friend of ours said, well, you know what, Maria, your hospitality background and Chris's construction management background, put the two together. That's real estate. And he planted the seed. Wow. And that's where he's like, you know what, let's look into real estate. And that's exactly how that transition took place.
How interesting. So your husband was in construction management, you said?
Yes, he has a Cal Poly degree. So he has a bachelor's degree from Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo. And from there, he moved to San Diego to take a job, just like I did. So the two, the background.
I was just going to say, that's kind of like a match made in heaven there, like you said, for real estate.
Totally.
So we'll definitely have to learn a little bit more about that when we come back from our next commercial break. We do want to mention a few more of our sponsors before we hit the break, though.
Yes, guys. Don't forget to support your local small businesses. All these sponsors are local to us here and some in Chico. Let's say a thank you to Dana Grant, Master Intuitive Life Coach, to Felicia Tortorici, All Fired Up, 1796 Turn Creek Road. I think they're just starting to do like curbside pickup now, so for your home project. So if you want to hit her up, go ahead. Bev Gray with Servita, most nutritious drink in the world. Live From Within, 2449 Athens Avenue. I believe they're taking in some private clients for the infrared sauna. It's been known to cure, to get rid of the virus. So hit those girls up. And to Michelle Lane Coaching, she's a transformational facilitator of Elevate Workshops, retreats for women, results-driven life coach, helping get to the roots of what's holding you back.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, ladies. And we will be back here shortly on the Women of Vision show.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premie is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell Branch Manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579. Or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show here at KCNR. And we have been talking with Maria Jante a little bit about her transition from San Diego and coming up here to Reading and total career path change, girl. That is a big transition when you guys have been working, like you said, kind of in executive positions. Just kind of curious how that worked out. I mean, did you guys start working for a real estate company separate before you decided to start your own team, or how did that all play out for you?
Well, great question, Haley, because we never entered real estate as a couple. We never went into it thinking, oh, we're going to put together a team and we're just going to fly, you know, and do all these. That was never the plan. In fact, we were so new in real estate in 2005 that we were just kind of going through the motions and the training and all that. And the next thing you know, we were riding the wave of the market swing. Cause you know, in 2005, 2006, that's when the market was at its best. It was a huge market uptick. And so we were riding that wave at the time, just the two of us. And then we got so busy that we naturally had to expand. We weren't looking to do that at all. But after the recession hit, which it was just him and I, and then the recession hit and it got really, really tough. You guys all know, cause you probably experienced the recession time in 2007, 2008, 2009. But we survived it. And it was right after that, that we decided that we were going to, you know, work just as hard as we did before. And our business started growing. And the way we started doing that is we hired a real estate coach who taught us how to prioritize where you spend your time and how you spend your time. So by doing that, by putting these action steps in place, we began to grow. People began to refer us. Every single person we were selling a home to or they were hiring us to sell their house was referring us more business. They were happy with the way we were doing business. They were happy with my husband and I and how, you know, just our ethics and our, you know, integrity, that kind of thing. So whenever they were done with us and they were moved on out of state or whatever, or they purchased their new home, they naturally just referred us. When people ask, hey, who sold your home? They were referring us. We couldn't keep up with that. We just could not keep up. And so Chris was like, Maria, we need to bring some help on board. The first person we hired was a real estate assistant. And that was a game changer for us. Once we delegated the minor tasks and stuff that wasn't generating, you know, what we call the A type activities. A activities are those that are generating you income. So those activities were delegated to our assistant. And then him and I just hit the pavement. We just went, we went all in. We started working so hard that naturally the next thing was like, we need a buyer's agent, someone that can help us show buyers because we love our life and we love to have quality time too. So we couldn't possibly be working 7 days a week, 10 hours a day. It was impossible. We couldn't keep doing that. Then I got pregnant, was expecting our first child and then our second, our third one. So we thought we need more quality of life. And that's when we decided to bring on a buyer's, two buyer's agents. So we brought two agents on board under our team. So we've always, at the time we were with a different agency, in 09, we moved to Coldwell Banker. So we've been with Coldwell Banker since 2009. That's where we hang our license, Coldwell Banker CNC Properties. But within Coldwell Banker, the umbrella Coldwell Banker, we established our own team, Chris and I. So right now we run a team of six. So we have two assistants, we have two agents, and then my husband and I. And it's perfect. We, you know, we look to expand, but sometimes we're kind of careful because we're very selective with that. But right now we're pretty comfortable where we are. We're about our volume and the type of service we're able to provide to our clients. But I, you know, to me, I credit the expansion and the fact that we put together this awesome team to the fact that we were able to prioritize how we spend time with our clients. And so, Maurice, you had, you kind of got a taste of that when we did our Zoom call because we talked about my database, my sphere. We literally roll out the red carpet for our sphere. So this is the people that want to see us succeed, whether they're friends, relatives, business people in town, past clients. We have a database of people that we call our sphere. And this database is ranked based on the time we're spending with them because of the fact that they send us business. So if they're fans of ours and they continue to refer us business, that's kind of where we spend most of our energy. So whether we're throwing a VIP party, an ice cream social, whatever we're doing, that list is the first to be invited, followed by the list after that. So the first list is the people that the cream of the crop, the people that have referred us multiple times, not once, but I'm talking 12. Anytime you ask them, hey, do you know a realtor in town? Oh, yeah, Chris and Maria, Chris and Maria, Chris and Maria. So those are the people, again, they're your biggest fans. And I was trying to teach that to the Women Division Zoom that we had about nurturing those relationships because that is what has made us successful. We have nurtured those relationships since after the recession. We got really serious about that. So any money you spend, any time, that whatever time that you spend out in the field putting parties together, catering this or catering that, it has to be to that group, the people that are believing in you, they refer you business, they want to see you succeed. And so then they continue to send you business. So that is where our energy is spent. And then, of course, you've got the people that are outside your database, outside that sphere, that layer, which are people that know you, they know about you, but they also, you know, they won't refer you business unless you ask. So are you present in their life? Are you engaging with them? Are you checking in on them? That kind of thing. So we still do that as well. But again, in terms of our time and, you know, investing your time and money and energy, that goes to that database, that group of people that have always been there for us and have always referred us business. And those are the people that we are now helping because a lot of those people are business owners and they're struggling. So those are the people that I am spending energy and time now trying to build and see what I can do to get them through this time. I mean, I don't have all the answers, but whatever I can do, they're the first I go to. That's my first list. So I don't know if that answers the question, but that's how we expand.
No, that, I mean, that's awesome because, like, there's different types of support out there and different type of fan bases, you know, and we can't all be there for everybody 100%. But I love that you can identify each one of your supporters and have different levels of giving back to them. And yeah, that was to me, I took notes on that because I have those type of people in my life personally, you know, and career and business too. And it's good to people love recognition too, I feel.
Yes. Yes. And not being afraid of not I didn't mean to say afraid, but not making the assumption that they're okay just because you've always known them. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we make that mistake of just assuming that, oh, so-and-so is doing fine or whatever this business is. You can't assume that because you've always known them and you think they're resilient. You cannot make that assumption. These days, as I make my phone calls, I am learning so much more about them, about what their dilemmas are, what they're dealing with, personal stuff that they're sharing just because they want to vent, they want to talk. It's been the most incredible experience having to call my database, call my sphere one by one. So, you know, all these, you read all this information online. Well, what do you do with your time right now? Oh, touch base with people, call, connect. I agree. And that's what we've been doing. But it is mind blowing what you're able to discover when you actually are calling and talking to these people, not just a text, not just an email, but actually calling mm-hmm. them. You guys, it's a whole different experience. And to me, that's the best way I can spend my time right now.
I love that. Actually, on Sunday, I was trying to do laundry and out of nowhere, I get this call and I don't have the name on it. And I'm like, who's calling me on a Sunday right now? I took it up like, yes, with an attitude. And it was Haley. And totally surprised me and just lit up my day. Like, yeah, just that's pure simple fact. You know, I mean, just that little gesture goes a long way.
And it doesn't have to be a long conversation. I mean, sometimes you'll get, I got a lot of voicemails because people, you know, they might be having dinner or whatever. They're just not in the mood to talk, whatever. But just even being able to leave a voicemail message and just hearing your voice, you know, that is so powerful. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, so that's been very, that's been key to our success in expanding our team.
Something that definitely sets you guys apart from, you know, other people that are in the industry too, is making sure, like you said, to have that sphere of influence and take care of the people. I mean, I'm sure that that's everyone's goal, but there's different levels to that, you know, and you being able to do that. I mean, would you say that that's probably one of the things that sets you guys apart?
Absolutely. I always tell people, in fact, when I'm being interviewed by a total stranger, my husband and I will be sitting there across the table from Mr. and Mrs. Seller. They're also interviewing two or three other agents and they're saying, well, what sets you guys apart? I mean, that is truly a question we get all the time. And the simple answer is very easy. We let them know kind of how we work, what our style is, but it comes down to relationships. We say, you know, we're not a transactional agent where it's like every transaction, it's a relationship-based business for us. We're more vested in our relationship and making sure we're taking care of you. If you decide 2 months into it that you want to cancel, move on, or you change your mind, you want to rent the house instead of selling, we're not going to hold you to that stupid contract. We're not going to say, well, you said this or you signed here. We're happier that, you know, being able to take care of you, whatever needs you have, despite of what, you know, you decide to do, because our relationship with this person is more important than the transaction itself. And that is what sets us apart. And that's why people continue to refer us. They're like, they're legit. They're real. They're not just trying to make a buck.
Absolutely. And that is, I mean, I'm not, how do I want to say this without it coming off wrong? Because I feel like it's going to either way. But I mean, in the real estate industry, there's a lot of people that you can choose from. So, you know, that's,
yeah.
I didn't say it that wrong then. I held back. I did okay. But, you know, there are a lot of choices. So.
I know, that's true. I've been in real estate before. I actually had a real estate license before. And I would have to say I've met plenty of real estate agents. And it is a little bit cutthroat. I mean, I was in L.A. And, a lot of them were missing that human connection and that value of relationship. So I think that's what I see here with you is it's not just real estate. I feel like if you put this in every practice, I think you're going to win.
Yeah, exactly, Maurice.
Kind of a no-brainer, right?
Right. Well, we are going to hit our last commercial break here really quickly, and then we will get a little bit more in-depth with you, Maria. Maria, let's mention a few more of our amazing sponsors.
Yes. Thank you, Everbloom Skincare. I think I just heard that she's taking some orders online as well as gift cards. She's at 660A Azalea Avenue, Natural Acne Clinic, Botanical-Based Non-Toxic Skincare, Bargain Books and More, 836 Butte Street, Jesse Baldwin Health Coach, free coaching services. Call Jesse at 530-355 5929, and Sarah Beck with Legal Shield and Identity Theft Shield, and Linda Lingo, financial coach. She helps inspire, guides women into clarity and confidence in their finances. I think she does like free Zoom calls, you guys, like Tuesdays and Thursdays. So hit her up. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, sponsors, and we will be back here shortly on the Women of Vision show.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney with Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. Because of the probability of our power being shut off during wind events or fires, many people are installing standby generators. Shasta Gas is now selling standby generators with propane tanks so that you will have home power during these outages. Give us a call at 365-3793 to get a quote on a generator and tank installation. That number again is 365-3793.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR, and I have just been totally enjoying our conversation with Maria Jante, who is the, basically, I'm just going to call you the mastermind, the boss lady, behind the Jante team.
The ninja.
Yes, exactly. And, man, it's just really incredible what you guys have done to kind of set yourselves apart in the industry, because we were talking about the fact that, you know, it is a large industry. There's a lot of people that are in it, and being able to set yourselves aside with your customer service and who you guys are with your relationships, that's really important. And I'm pretty sure, I kind of wanted to ask you, because I'm sure that as you've gone through the real estate industry and you know, met more people and everything, how has that involved or changed your involvement with the community, would you say?
Big time. As a realtor, I classified myself as an ambassador of Reading. I mean, truly, because you meet so many people that are not local, they're not from here. So they're coming, they're moving to Reading. Either they've never been here or they've only been here a few times while they're driving or camping or whatever. So you truly become, as a realtor, like an ambassador of your city. I have had doctors in my car that I'm touring around because they want to know what the city's like before they make a decision to take that job. Many times I've had the doctor or their spouse and the kids and driving them around the whole city. So how real estate has changed, you know, that aspect of my life in the community, it's been a game changer in the sense that I represent the city. I have to sell my city. I'm the, you know, Reading salesperson, if you will. So it's been great. It's been great because I have had to learn so much more about my area. And keep in mind, I'm not from here. My husband is. I could ask him about all kinds of crazy streets and off the beaten path, you know, and he's like, oh, yeah, he knows so much history about our area. I didn't have that. So I had to learn all that. But it's been great to provide that, for especially for people from out of the area.
Absolutely. So are you involved in a lot of different groups within the community then, or
I was before, Haley, before children. Children changed everything, and you'll get a glimpse of that with your baby. I mean, you already have a child at home, but it changes. When children, and Maurice, you know that, when children are in the picture, they're your priority. At least, you know, that's how I view it. They're my priority. And so when we had children, we became really busy in real estate. That's why we hire support staff. We now have two assistants because we realize we can't do it all. I want to be able to come home and cook dinner. I want to be able to spend Sundays and go to church. And so that quality of life. So yeah, it's changed. And so that limited me as far as how available I am to be involved in different groups. So I'm very selective right now with Women of Vision. I wanted to do more when, you know, I was part of the founding group. I mean, one of the original people, I probably showed up 2 or 3 times at these events and I wanted to do more, but it's hard to do that when you have 3 kids at home, a thriving business you're running, and it's, you know, you have to pick and choose. So at this point, I'm just being selective as to where
I'm involved. And I'm so happy you're with Women of Vision still, almost 3 years. Woohoo.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. And I told you after this post pandemic situation, like I will be the first one to show up at any events because I now regret that I didn't get to do that more, you know, because I've seen the photos and I've seen all the groups and it's been so much fun. I'm like, oh, I missed out on this. I missed out on that. So I'm going to be more involved. But that is my group right now, the Women of Vision. I do have other groups that are real estate related, but they're not, you know, I'm not running the groups, if you will.
Gotcha. Absolutely. That's probably a big, I mean, that's about balance. And I am kind of curious, how do you find balance between your family and work life?
I think the part about balancing, I asked the question on my Instagram because I'm a huge Instagram freak. And I asked the question, is there such thing as work-life balance? Personally, I don't think there is. Because when you know what I mean? It's like you're going from one point to another. And you can have a perfect balance. When something needs your attention, you go there and you give your attention, you get it back to where it needs to be. Then by the time you're done, this other area needs your attention and so on and so forth. So, so I just don't think there's such thing as balance, but the way I've been able to stay grounded is being disciplined with my time. So I'm a planner. If I can plan ahead, I succeed. I don't care what it is, whether it's my health, my workouts, you know, task, work-related stuff, kids situation, whatever in life. If you plan and you plan well, you'll have no problem trying to balance your life. It's when we don't plan that I feel we just fall apart. Would you agree?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My mom, if you're listening, Mom, she's going to love that I mentioned this because she has always literally told me this, you guys, for my whole life. fail to plan, plan to fail.
That's it. That's it.
I can't hear her voice saying it in my head. But you are right. As I've gotten older, it's very true. I feel like you do have to exercise that time if you really make it a priority, whatever that may be at that moment.
It's like in the mornings. If I don't get my workouts in the mornings before the day starts, it won't happen. It just won't happen. If I don't have my snacks planned out in the pantry, I will eat whatever's in front of me. Those Oreo cookies are my weakness, and I will have the whole box of, you know. It's all about planning, and it's in every area of your life. So yeah, I don't believe there's such thing as work-life balance, but for me to stay balanced is just the more I plan and the better planner I become, the more balance I feel I have.
Thank you. And thank you for being honest, because you hear that all the time, that you think it can be achieved. No, not really. Not with three kids or career, a very successful career. Something's got to give somewhere.
That's right. Exactly right.
Absolutely. So anything new coming up with you? I mean, I know you've been doing some Zoom meetings online and giving back to the community as much as you can and your clients. Anything new in real estate that is kind of, we need to be aware of right now?
I will throw this out. A couple of things that come to mind. I am continuing to do live sessions on Instagram with business owners. So anybody that wants to be part of it can be. They can find me on Instagram at, you know, it's Maria_Jante at Instagram. And I do these lives twice or 3 times a week, depending on who's coming on. I'm doing Linda Lingo on Thursday. So Linda Lingo is going to come on. And so I would love to invite anybody in the Women of Vision, anybody that wants to go live with me. So I continue to do those, and I'm going to continue to do those live sessions just to help out small businesses, bring the spotlight to them, and ask people to support them and get to know them a little bit more. So I'm doing that until, you know, I don't know that I'm going to stop doing that actually, even after this whole shelter in place is lifted. I would love to continue something like that. As far as real estate related, there is a huge conference called Inman Connect, and that is an annual conference that happens in New York and in the West Coast somewhere, typically San Diego or Bay Area. And because of what's happening, they're going to have it virtual. So I'm super excited about this particular conference that's happening. It's happening in June, so I am anxious. It's over a month from now, but I cannot wait. This is where you rub shoulders essentially with the best of the best, people that have their stuff together. I mean, you learn, there is no way you can walk away the same. You learn so much. And so that's happening virtually. I'm excited. That's in June. And especially right now, because we all have to pivot our business virtually, anybody, not just real estate. We're having to pivot virtually. What does that look like for us? And so we've already been ahead of the game a little bit, because even before the pandemic, we were doing 3D virtual tours. We were doing electronic signatures for clients from out of the area. So already we were very mobile that way, very virtual. But now it's taking it to the next level. So this conference is going to teach us that.
That's awesome. I was kind of going to ask you, and unfortunately we've run so short on time, but I was, you know, very curious about how that has been affecting your business. But if you guys kind of had the jump on all that, then it's probably been relatively, in certain ways, business as usual.
It really has. I would say probably 70% of what we're doing, it's like, oh, that's what we've been doing. The other 30 is the part where you are preferring to meet with people face to face. If someone wants to sell their home and they want to interview me, I do so much better one-on-one, you know, face to face. And so having to adjust and do it virtually has been a little weird, because I'm a people person. I want to see them and smile. Your body language says so much.
Yes.
So that's been an adjustment. And, you know, we're working through it. And some people do meet us in person, but you've got the distance, which feels awkward. So, there's that 30% we're still adjusting. The other 70 are like, oh, that was the way we were doing things.
Well, that's awesome that you guys have been so forward in the way that you run your business, so that it hasn't affected you in such a large way, I guess you could say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right now it's just been the time.
I feel like I'm one of those customers that likes to look at virtual stuff anyway before I go out there, like make a whole list of places I want to see.
Yeah.
And then from there, pick like the top 3 or 5 and visit them in person before I actually even contact the agent.
Exactly. So, and that's something where that conversation is a conversation we're having regularly with potential buyers. We're saying, you got to go online, take a look at all the photos, take a look at the virtual tour before you go in the home. It reduces the amount of time and the amount of homes you're going to go see. It reduces the risk of getting the virus, because that's less homes you have to see. So absolutely, we are really honing in on that.
Yeah, I think it's actually going to probably change the way things go moving forward.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I think there's going to be some big changes in every industry, not just in real estate, in every big changes. Because just like 911, you know, we all had to adjust to the new norms. This is bigger. This is bigger than that.
So do you have like a niche or like a specialty, like, you know, in real estate? Like, I know some people only take commercial or residential.
Mm-hmm. Right. We don't do much commercial or land. We do mainly residential. So that's been our niche. This is such a small market, Maurice. We're not in the Bay Area where you can specialize in certain type of niche market, gated communities or waterfront properties. Reading is such a small market. You're more of a generalist. You do, you know, within your scope of, if you are in residential only, you pretty much represent anybody that wants a $200,000 home to $1 million home. It's just what you do, because it's such a small market.
Probably have to be a lot more, I'm not going to be able to think of the word, not resilient, but you have to have a wider spectrum. Yeah, for sure. And definitely we want to find out, where can we find you, Maria, because we are about done here. We've got about probably 30 seconds left, and we definitely need to be able to find you.
You can find all my social media handles on ShastaLiving.com. So if you go to ShastaLiving.com, that's all one word, you'll find my website, you'll find my contact information, and all my social media accounts.
Awesome. So that we can come bug you when we need to sell or
anytime.
Buy.
Anytime.
Thank
anytime,
you so much for
you guys.
Sitting down with us tonight. It's been really wonderful getting to know you a little bit more, and you have such great energy. So it's been just wonderful talking to you, and love visiting with you girls, Sarah, Maurice, and I hope everyone
Thank you,
has
Maria.
A Yes.
Thank you, guys. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it so much. Thank you for having me on.
Have a good night, everybody.
In person.
Thank you.